This exercise is called Compassionate Memory. So to start with, find a place to sit that feels comfortable and somewhere that you won't get disturbed. Next, find that posture in your chair that will help you to engage in this practice. Feet about shoulder width apart, nice upright, confident body posture. Again, allowing your shoulders just to open up a bit. Begin to notice as they just move backwards slightly. Alert, head position, and gently closing your eyes. And as you're doing that now, just spending a few moments connecting with your soothing rhythm breathing. So becoming aware of the sensation of breathing in and out. Beginning to connect with that breathing rhythm that has a calming or soothing quality to it. Sense of slowing down with the out-breath. That helps your friendly facial expression. As ever, mindfully noticing if your attention is distracted from this. Just remembering that's completely normal. It's in a kind way, bringing your awareness back to rest in the flow of this calming or soothing breathing rhythm. Now, as you're doing that, I'd like you to begin to bring a memory to mind of a time that you were compassionate to another person, what could be towards an animal. This could be a time in which you were compassionate to somebody who was struggling with something at work, difficulty they were having with a friend or acquaintance. Could just be a time in which you noticed that somebody was in need of help, if they were struggling to carry heavy bags or they needed some practical support in some way. Try not to pick a memory here of a time in which the other person was too distressed. We don't want to bring your threat system online too much. It doesn't have to be a perfect time or example of this. And try not to worry too much if you're finding it hard to bring a memory to mind. If you do have a memory now, just taking a little bit of time to start with to remember where you were, where this person or animal was in comparison to you. So were they in front of you or alongside of you? And now just for 30 seconds or so, see if you can tune into, see if you can remember what your intention was towards this other person. Really see if you can focus on your compassionate intention. What did you want for them? Now, see if you can remember what your body language or facial expression was like within this example of being compassionate to somebody else. If you can't remember specifically, just imagining what your facial expression or body posture might have been like that would have conveyed your compassionate intention to this person. Maybe you can remember, or just imagine again, what your voice tone might have sounded like if you had spoken to this person. Imagining how your voice tone conveyed your compassionate intention in some way. Maybe there were certain words that you said that might have conveyed your understanding about their struggle or might have had a reassuring quality to them. And again, just seeing if you can recall what you might have said, or just imagining what words you might have said that again conveyed your intention towards this person. Just taking a moment now to see if you can hold those qualities that you embodied in this memory. So just holding in mind a compassionate intention towards this person, your facial expression or voice tone and how that might have shown your intention, your desire to be helpful, the words that you use to show this. Almost like you're holding this in your mind, a bit like a picture, a snapshot in your mind. The time that you embodied a compassionate intention to somebody else. And just slowly now allowing this memory to fade from your mind. Tuning back into your soothing rhythm breathing for a few moments. Sense of yourself slowing down in the body as you breathe out. Your friendly facial expression. And in your own time now, beginning to bring your awareness back into the room, the sounds you can hear around you. Opening your eyes. Taking a few moments just to orientate yourself again, maybe just stretching gently in your chair, paying attention to your body as you do. And when you feel ready, bringing this exercise to a close.